Daryl, a couple of tough refereeing decisions, video refereeing decisions to take there. Is it, what do you feel about what went on?
The whole system's poor, isn't it? You know, start to finish, to be honest. But that wasn't the only reason we ended up on the losing side tonight. Just that we weren't good enough. We started poorly, gave them an opportunity to eat away into us, and we conceded a couple of soft tries. One of them that looked like it wasn't a try, the other one debatable. It's just a poor system. You know, we're always talking about referees, which is disappointing. But the whole system's not got any better. That was pretty clear tonight.
One of them, which looked like it wasn't a try, you're referring to the last one by Earl Crabtree that was given. What is it then? What's the problem with the system?
Well, the referee takes a guess. He wasn't in a great position. If he sees it on the line, he gives a try, but he's just guessing. So if they're guessing, then it makes it pointless having video referees for me. And we've got hurt by the system two or three times this year. And I don't think it's great, you know. And all we've done is just copy Australia, and I'm not sure I don't agree with it.
And obviously that was the vital try. That meant that they were going to go on and win the game with so little time to go. Just describe what you thought you saw.
Well, I'm a long way away from it in the stand, but when you look at it on the screen, it's short. It's clearly short, I think. It's very difficult to see, but I think you can tell by his arm and where the point of the ball lands. If you apply any kind of common sense to it, that it's short. And then we had a try disallowed earlier in the year at Catalan, which would have won us the game. Whereas if you apply any kind of common sense to it, then Denis Solomon is onside and he scores. But we don't work with common sense in rugby league. We work with guesswork, and I thought we saw clear evidence of that guesswork tonight. And the refereeing system is poor. As are the referees, I think.
Come out of that disappointing Challenge Cup defeat last weekend, and you were looking for a reaction to that tonight. Did you get something of a reaction?
Yeah, I thought we worked really hard tonight. I think if you look at different areas of our game, we'd say we'd like to improve on those areas, but I thought we really worked hard and stayed in the fight. We haven't quite found a groove with our game yet, and we're fighting hard to do that. And we're getting consistently, we're getting injuries, so you know that's another tough area that we've got to deal with. But the players responded tonight, thought they worked hard, had a real pop at the game, and we just came up a little bit short in a few areas.
And you had a decent enough start. You were kind of just about sort of winning the arm wrestle between the two teams when you went and conceded those first two tries.
Yeah, we conceded some soft tries, and one out carries at the line. They're big, strong fellas, so they're difficult to handle, but we've got to be better at dealing with them than we were tonight. You know, there were three tries there, just we one out carries, so they're obviously disappointing. But in general, we worked hard defensively, particularly on our own try line, to keep them out. We came up with some really good decision making to minimise the amount of points that were scored. But you know, when the things that are going against us at the moment, it just appears to be pretty much everything. So when you're in that kind of run, then it's tough, and you keep working hard to try and come out of it. But sometimes it just takes a bit of time until things flip a little bit.
Trying to look at some positives out of the game, you did at least flip it a little bit in the third quarter, half hour or so of that second half, and work your way back into it, and obviously give yourselves a real squeak.
We had a go at it, and obviously we got a couple of tries that gave us an opportunity at 18-16 before that try put it out of our reach. The boys had a go all the way through the game, but we made too many errors, I thought, tonight. And when we got in good field positions, we didn't quite turn the ball over how we would have wanted to, as often as we would have wanted to. And that's something that we just keep working on, and hopefully things will turn around when we start to apply pressure to teams a little bit more.
Brian Bailey came hopping off the field, and Frankie Mariano's taking a knock again tonight. What's the injury situation?
Oh, Frank looks bad, to be honest. Looks like it's an ACL. Obviously, we'll get a check on that. Because that'll be a season ender. That's a really bad injury. Ryan Bailey looks like he may have torn his calf, but we'll have a look at it tomorrow and see where he's at.
And of course, it's all on again next week. Magic weekend, local derby against the Wildcats, who knows, may have a new coach in place for that one. So I guess, you know, you're getting a reaction from them. Perhaps it's not getting any easier, is it?
Oh no, it's not supposed to, is it? It's tough competition. I think it's pretty tight. We've just got to improve, and if we can improve, keep working hard, you know, get a little bit better in certain areas, then we'll turn it around. But we know it'll be tough. You know, Wakefield beat us early in the year, so we know a fair bit about them. But I don't think we're too far off tonight. You know, you've got a team out there, we're pretty much the full strength team, and we've got people missing all over the place. So, you know, I'm expecting when we start to get some players back and we get a little bit more confidence and we perhaps get one or two decisions go our way instead of against us, then, you know, we start to turn it around a bit and we look a real tough side to beat.